Good morning, and welcome to On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner. There are few better ways to spend your summer days than exploring the out-of-doors. Maryland's nicknamed America in Miniature for good reason, because pretty much every natural feature that exists anywhere exists somewhere in our state. Rivers and forests, creeks and cliffs, waterfalls, wetlands, mountains, the ocean, so much more. This year, the Maryland Park Service is operating a program called 25 in 2025, encouraging folks to take adventures in nature. And who better to tell us about it than Angela Crenshaw, the director of the Maryland Park Service. Angela, welcome back to On the Record.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Before we explore the offerings of Maryland's parks, and there are many, we need to talk about some big changes to how some of the state's most popular parks are operating. Maryland this year is implementing a day-use reservation system, requiring people to sign up in advance if they want to use certain parks at peak times. Right now, that's Sandy Point State Park in Anne Arundel County and Greenbrier State Park in Washington County. Angela, why did you decide to launch the day-use reservation system?
We decided to launch the day-use reservation system at Greenbrier and Sandy Point because they are so popular. And they've gotten very, very busy to the point people arrive the night before and camp out in their cars along the road to get access to these parks. That is not safe, and turning away people is not desirable for park rangers. We want to welcome people to our parks, not tell them they can't come in. So this guarantees you a parking spot and your day at a Maryland state park.
In recent years, you've had to turn people away?
Yes, we turn away hundreds of people at a lot of our Maryland state parks that close. North Point, Greenbrier closes frequently, and sometimes they close within a few hours of opening. So even if you woke up at midnight and camped out, you still might not get in. So we want to guarantee people access to our parks, and this is one option that we want to try. It's a pilot for this year.
What were the impacts to the communities around the parks of these closures in past years?
So most people want to live near Maryland State Park to go hiking and kayaking, not to wake up and see traffic parked in front of their house and on the lawn. It's just dangerous. We don't want people with children and coolers parking along Route 40 to get into Greenbrier. And you can see the traffic that builds up at Sandy Point from the Bay Bridge, and that is not desirable at all.
So the hopes is that this will stop that from happening.
Correct. You can know that you have a ticket. If you don't have your ticket ahead of time, you will not be coming in, so there's no reason to show up.
How does the new reservation system work? What do people have to do?
They can either call, and the number is 410-541-6991, or go to parkdayuse.maryland.gov. They put in their information, the number of people coming with them, they pay their fee, and then they get a QR code on their phone. And then when you're ready to arrive, you show up, someone greets you, hello, welcome to Greenbrier, you show them your phone, they scan the QR code, and you go in. So it'll cut down the time in lines as well because you're not exchanging cash, you're not exchanging payment methods. So in theory, when you get there, you show your phone and you go right in.
I guess make sure that you've downloaded that QR code because sometimes there's no service around some of these parks.
Correct, or take a picture of it. I always do screenshots just to be sure.
Just to be sure. So if someone comes to one of these parks that's part of the program and does not have a reservation, does not have a QR code, they will be turned away?
That's correct, unfortunately. We want to stick to the rules and we want to make sure that we can plan ahead. And this is all based on the carrying capacity of the park. So this will help us maintain these natural resources even better and be better neighbors.
You mentioned that park traffic has increased in recent years. How much has it increased?
So in 2019, Maryland State Parks welcomed 14.9 million people. During the pandemic in 2020, that skyrocketed to 21.5 million. That's a 45% increase.
Wow.
And that surge resulted in frequent capacity closures, meaning we're full of parking spots. The park has reached capacity, so we have to turn you away. And in 2020, we had 292 capacity closures. Last year alone, we had 163. So we're trying to get that number down. It'll lower inconvenience, it'll lower the stress on staff, the stress on visitors, the stress on the park, and the surrounding communities.
Yeah, how does this impact the people who work at the Parks Department?
I think it will impact us very positively. We want to welcome people to our beautiful locations. We want people to swim and hike and have a lovely day. And when we arrive at the park, I've arrived at parks at 4:30 to start my shift, and there's already a line. And I can tell some of these people will not get into Maryland State Parks. And then people leave their trash just from camping on the side of the road, and it's just not safe in certain locations, like along Route 40 on the way to Greenbrier. There is a video online of about a 3-mile backup in front of Greenbrier State Park on a busy holiday weekend. We do not want that to continue to happen. It's not safe.
And the reservations are only required for weekends for holidays, right?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for clarifying. Weekends and holidays.
You want to go to Greenbrier on Wednesday, you're fine.
You're good to go. Yes.
Other than coming on WYPR, for which we thank you, how are you reaching out to the community to make sure people know about this system?
We've shared this news with Maryland State Police, and they've publicized it. We shared it with them because they handle the traffic on Route 40 in front of Greenbrier. So they're big partners in this, in the operations of that park. We're publicizing it on Maryland Park Service, Department of Natural Resources, and all our partners are sharing this information. We have press releases and videos in English and Spanish to share this very, very important news.
The day-use system is already in place at Sandy Point and at Greenbrier, but at some point in the summer, you're planning on expanding it to several more parks.
That's correct. We'll be building it out for Newtown Neck in Leonardtown, Point Lookout in Scotland, and North Point State Park in Edgemere, Maryland.
When's that going to happen?
Within a few weeks, within a few months. I try not to give exact deadlines. We want to make sure everything goes smoothly with our initial two parks before we expand out to the other three parks.
In coming years, are you expecting more parks to move to a reservation model?
We're looking at that. It could be a possibility, and I think it would help us with our customer service and help us be better neighbors as well.
But right now, it's focused on just these ones that are really, really pressed.
That's correct. Our five pilot parks.
I know that you've had a reservation system for Kilgore Falls, which is part of Rocks State Park in Harford County. Did that program influence the pilot program for the new reservation system?
It did. That worked very well, and that was started in previous years. And while I was at Rocks in Susquehanna as the manager, I really watched that program, and I watched it flourish. And I saw it getting popular, and I saw people appreciating it. We did have a few small issues, but we worked those out, and people were very, very understanding of the need to plan ahead to see this beautiful location so that we could preserve it and keep it nice.
And as someone who's once turned away from Kilgore Falls. No. It is so much nicer to go when there's enough space to truly experience the beauty
of
these parks.
Yes, and it helps the staff as well. So at Kilgore Falls, we have two different times for reservations, the morning and the afternoon. In the morning, you come, you have a great time, you picnic. We ask you to leave, we clean everything up, and then we get ready for the second phase. And so that helps decrease the amount of the resource that is degraded.
That's Angela Crenshaw, director of the Maryland Park Service. We've been talking about the day-use reservation system that is being implemented at several state parks this year, already in place at Sandy Point and at Greenbrier. You're listening to On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner. Now, there are dozens of state parks and natural areas that do not require reservations and won't require reservations. To encourage folks to explore them, the Park Service has launched the 25 in 2025 Adventure Challenge. What is that?
That is correct. We want to encourage people to visit 25 Maryland state parks in 2025, and you have until November 15th. It requires very little prep. You just need your camera, and then we have a checklist for you. And the way you prove that you've been to these beautiful locations is you take a picture and you share it with us. If you'd like, you can sign up for a prize. There's a $25 donation to Maryland Park Service, and of course, our entry fees still apply. The way I suggest people do this is find somewhere to camp and visit a few different places in one region. So please plan ahead and come visit.
And a lot of parks have a lot of different pieces of challenges that you can do at the same time.
For sure. I like chasing waterfalls. I'm a TLC fan, and they made that very, very catchy song. And so I like the fact that we're using that. And you can visit Muddy Creek Falls at Swallow Falls State Park, Kilgore Falls that we were referencing earlier, and Cunningham Falls State Park. And of course, Cunningham is busy on the weekends and holidays, so we suggest you plan ahead for that one too.
What other challenges are there?
I enjoy living on island time. I know when I think of the summer, I think of going out to a peaceful, quiet island. So you can visit Wye Island Natural Resources Management Area, St. Clements Island State Park, which is accessible by water taxi only, Hartmiller Island, and that is accessible by private boat or tour, Jane's Island, you can canoe and kayak around that beautiful gem, and of course, Assateague State Park.
You've also got tree experiences because we have some amazing trees in our parks.
We do. We have totally trees, and you can visit the Wye Oak at Wye Oak State Park. You can go to Cypress Branch State Park on the Eastern Shore, Cedarville State Forest in Southern Maryland, and Sassafras Natural Resources Management Area are also included in that, as well as Black Walnut Point, which is on Maryland's Eastern Shore, and that is a beautiful drive out to Tillman Island.
And these are just a few of the many challenges
just
that you have.
Just a few, for sure. I have to mention Light the Way. I love all of our historic lighthouses, and we just reopened Point Lookout Light Station, so I suggest people get on there to check that out. I went into the cupola not 3 weeks ago, and it was absolutely stunning. That is a gorgeous view. And, of course, I have to talk about Turkey Point Lighthouse at Elk Neck State Park.
Oh, yeah, I love Elk Neck.
It is so gorgeous. And Turkey Point had the most lady lighthouse keepers of any lighthouse on the Chesapeake Bay. They had 4.
You mentioned prizes. What are the prizes?
That's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Can't share everything, Ashley. We want to shock some people. We want to make sure that people participate and they have a lovely prize at the end.
In some ways, the prize is just doing it.
Exactly. The experience, not the stuff. Correct.
If someone has not ventured out to see the beauty our state has to offer, where would you suggest they start?
Oh, my goodness. That's a great question. I'll mention one park in each region.
Okay.
Rocky Gap State Park in Western Maryland.
Beautiful.
Is absolutely stunning, of course. I love...
There's the rock maze up there.
There is the rock maze, correct. And I really love Patapsco Valley in Central Maryland. That park encompasses a number of counties, and a lot of people have very special, wonderful memories of Patapsco Valley, and there are built-up areas and there are not built-up areas. I mentioned Point Lookout. I love Point Lookout in Southern Maryland, but Newtown Neck is gorgeous. Gorgeous too. I love the agriculture of that area and the beautiful, beautiful views. And I guess we talked about the Eastern Shore, so I have to shout out Tuckahoe and Martinac. They have lovely camping opportunities, kayaking. You can get out on the water, and they're just beautiful, beautiful places.
There are a lot of camping opportunities at Maryland parks. That's a different reservation system.
Exactly.
But reservations are needed there too.
They are. Please plan ahead for camping. We do have a few walk-up opportunities, but I like to know that I'm going to have a place to camp, so I do prefer to get a reservation.
Yeah, if you're going to go all the way out there with all of your stuff.
With all your gear, all your food, all your supplies, your friends.
Make sure there's a place to actually stay.
To lay your head. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Ashley. You're a pleasure.
Angela Crenshaw is the director of the Maryland Park Service. There's more information about the 25 and 2025 Adventure Challenge at the On the Record page at WIPR.org, where you'll also find more about the Day Use Reservation Program already running on weekends and holidays at Sandy Point and Greenbrier State Parks, and soon to come to Point Lookout, Newtown Neck, and North Point. I'm Ashley Sterner. When On the Record's back, we travel from the forests to the fields and talk with an Eastern Shore farmer about the pressures he's facing today. Stay with us.